In favor of union, the steady evolution of the language seems to favor union. Two words eventually become one after a period of hyphenation, Strunk and White. I remember that brief period of hyphenation when separate cups held each of our toothbrushes and they bowed to one another honorably from across the vanity. Now they nuzzle, bristle to bristle, germ to germ, in the same cup, like so many words, each one suitable enough on its own, take bed's monosyllabic brevity and slide it next to chamber's old French spookiness to make bedchamber, and suddenly I'm thinking of swains and maidens and European linens with extreme thread counts, and you and me way beyond hyphenation, fused under the bedclothes.